Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. God is good, and like always, He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Don't miss out. God is always moving. He's always up to something good. He has good intentions towards us. And when we notice His hand at work, we need to match it with our faith. Don't forget the good things that God has done. Don't forget the good things that God has done. He's going to always do good things. The Lord is always in motion, always being a blessing. The problem is people don't match what God does with their faith. In Habakkuk chapter verse 1 says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that heareth it, that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. If we miss God, it's not his fault. If we miss out on the good things that God is doing, it's not God's fault. Because he's always in motion, seeking to be a blessing to mankind. And I want to alert people to that fact, because God is too good to miss out on. God is too good to let cold religion water him down. God is too good to let worthless teaching keep God people on the other side of their blessings. God is too good to ignore. You don't have to let problems drown your life. You can take your life back. You can make your life like you want it to be. And God will help you. As we study the Word of God, we find out that God is alive and well. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Word of God said that God is with us. You can't go anywhere where he's not, because he's with us. The only place God is not is in the heart of those who won't believe. God is not in the heart of those who don't believe. So, otherwise, he's with us. He doesn't have to be silent. He's silent when we ignore him. The ball is in our court. Jesus served the Lord, laid his life down. He did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. We believe on Jesus Christ, then he's with us. Not only that, he lives in our spirit. Once we believe on Jesus Christ, and if we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he comes upon our life. And the Lord will guide us into all truth, according to the Word of God. And the Lord doesn't like to be watered down, lied upon. Satan and his representatives always lie on God, give people false information concerning him. Now, we've been talking about how do I build my faith. We're still dealing with hard questions. And I'm gonna be dealing with hard questions as long as the Lord lead me to. The new one is, how do I build my faith? We started 3 weeks ago with an interview. And I thank Pastor Jim McCann IV for being a blessing and coming on the broadcast. He shared how people, their faith is according to what they believe. When we believe God's word and stand on it, we can operate in faith. But if we believe other things that's not God's word, with God's word, it dilutes our faith. And we expect to see God move according to our belief system. In other words, if you were around people who do not believe in healing, then your expectation to be healed will be low. Unless you study God's word and see what God is saying and build your faith and go forward. Sometimes you do have to learn in the word of God, and you have to receive it in your heart so that you can believe it. Believing God is not automatic. You have to trust Him. We study His. When I'm believing God for something I never believed Him for, I study the Word. I get His Word on it. I look at the contract. I look at the covenant. And then I speak the covenant. I say, Lord, I believe I have this. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. When I need money, I ask for money. I command the angels to go out and bring me money. And He blesses my business. And I stay on the radio. I thank the Lord for what He's doing. God put things in motion. We have to learn His financial system and stop relying on the world's financial system. God's financial system is greater. And we have to deal with the earth's financial system. But worldly things will hurt us. Stealing will hurt us. Forgery will hurt us. These kind of things are not good. So we have to follow Him. If we follow Him, we can grow. You cannot get to know God until you trust Him. You won't understand the kingdom of heaven unless you're trying to learn it, and you have to learn it by faith. You cannot get away from faith. We can't. We have to take God at His word to know Him. Now, in order to build our faith, we have to not only study the word and receive His word, but we have to prepare to stand against worldly opposition. Because Satan never wants to see God's people operate by their faith. Because that's one thing that he can't do anything about. So he tries to stop you at your belief system. He give you a false belief system. He even tempts good preachers to teach wrong. He give them lies to believe so that it'll dilute their message. And where there's no vision, the people perish. He tried to do Jesus like that. So if he tried to do Jesus like that, he tries to do everybody like that. He gave Jesus three lies, and Jesus spoke the word each time. And eventually we'll get to that. But right now, I'm going to focus on Lazarus. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. He said in chapter 11, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. So what happened next was, after they loosed him, Lazarus was let go, and he walked out of there. And he went back home. He went to his hometown. He was seen of people. Thousands of people saw him come out of that grave alive. And he was dead 4 days. 4 days. He came out alive, went back home, ate food, drank water in the people's sight. Now, Satan hated this. And you don't hear much of what happened after this notable miracle was done. And when people see a miracle, they have to get off the fence. They can't hide behind, well, God might heal, He may heal, He's not here, He's not there. They know that no man can come alive unless God did it. But listen to what happened next. This is chapter 12, St. John chapter 12. Says, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Then he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with you, but me ye have not always. So you can always help poor people if that's your sincerity. Okay, verse 9. Much people of the Jews, therefore, knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. Now watch this, folks. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus to death also. The chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. The people that's supposed to be representing God to mankind and then representing man to God was wanting to kill an innocent man to hide the fact that Jesus raised him from the dead so that people will forget about it. They wanted to murder Jesus and they wanted to murder Lazarus. Everybody don't want you to get healed. Some people will be offended when you believe God and use your faith and go forward, whether it's healing, prosperity, whether it's emotional problems, whether you're trying to get off drugs by your faith, whether you're trying to get sober by your faith. Satan wants to hurt you. God wants to heal you. He's not angry with you. He doesn't want to destroy you. The only thing that gets God angry is sin itself. And we can't get out of sin without him. If you're on drugs, or if alcohol is a stronghold in your life, my friend, get saved. You're not going to win this fight unless you get saved. You're going to have to believe on Jesus Christ. Don't listen to the lie that you got to be perfect before you get saved, because we cannot be perfect. If you got any kind of problem, if you want to stop being a thief, get saved. Your nature will be changed. You'll have a brand new heart. You'll have the same desires, unless God does a miracle, which he can do. But you'll have what it takes to win. The core of you will be perfected. And all you have to do then is feed your heart with the word of God, and your mind will be renewed. And you have to speak to your body and command it. If you're trying to lose weight, speak to your body and command it to lose weight. See, you can't just diet and exercise. If you want to lose weight, that's a big one. So many people spend thousands of dollars trying to lose weight. If you want to lose weight for real, study the word. Stand on the word, because overweight, sometimes it's a disease of the body. I know what I'm talking about. You can command your body to lose weight. It can be regulated and it will lose weight. I did this. I said, I desire what I need the most. And the taste for something just kind of died out. And my desire for what I really need rose up. Everything has ears. The Lord spoke his word. I heard a preacher say that. Ed Dufresne said everything God made has ears. Because when God spoke to the light, he said, light be. And that was light. Now the sun was still off. It wasn't the light of the sun. That was his glory. And when God turned on the fourth day, he turned the sun back on and the stars. So everything that God wants, he speaks to it. use your faith and speak to your problem. Where am I going to get my faith? From the Word of God. Find His promises and speak it. And you have to have a change. You've done something about it when you do that. It's not stupid. It's not risky. It works. People have tried all kinds of things to lose weight, to stop drinking. Speak to it in your faith. Use your faith. If you believed on Jesus Christ ever in your life, you have a measure of faith. You just got to develop it and learn it. Why would Satan try to hide it if it can be found? Why would he try to kill Lazarus through backslidden priest if people couldn't learn it? Did you know that people couldn't raise people from the dead? If whatever Jesus did, you can do. Jesus didn't do this as God. He did this as a man. Remember, when he became a man, he came on our level. The only difference was that his blood was pure. There was no sin in him. That's what qualified him to be your Savior. He was 100% God and he was 100% man. Did you know that he had to learn? He had to learn who he is. He studied the scriptures. He believed the prophets. God became a baby. He had to learn. And he believed who he is according to the scriptures. Whatever he did, you can do. Peter walked on water. How far can this go? As far as you want it to go. If you learn to use your faith, you can do greater things. You have to be schooled by God. Don't just try to use faith to show off. Just fall in love with God. Take him at his word. Do it the right way. Win in life. Because you need to. Because you want to. If God gave you a gift, receive it and use it. You have every right as a child of God to do these things. The gifts God gave you, use them. Go in his presence. Ask him questions. Pray. Not just 5 minutes a day. Pray for. Take time and pray and talk to your Father. Ask him your questions. Study the word and he will answer you. I once asked a pastor that I had once, I said, how does God talk to you? He said, primarily through the Word of God. Don't just start asking God questions without studying the Word. Ask him, but study the Word. If you're not going to study the Word, Satan can lie to you and you won't even know it. But the Word would, you'll know where God stands on things, and you'll know when you're being lied to if you study the Word first. Jesus said, knock, seek, and ask. Seek him. By the Holy Spirit, he can guide you into all truth. And once whatever he tell you, whatever he put in your heart, because that's where he's going to lead you, you're going to hear it in your heart, not with your ears. You're going to hear it with your spirit, not with your natural ears. And it'll be as if somebody's talking to you, but you don't hear them with your ears. You hear them in your heart. Trust what he say, because it's going to work. He guides you in all truth. He'll alert you to the things you need to know. He can tell you who your friends are, what their true intentions are, what their true intentions are not. He can help you stay alert and vigilant. We need his help. He's a friend, not an enemy. And he'll show you what Satan's up to. But you got to trust him. You got to pray. God is good, folks. Now, next week, we're going to look again at the other side of the world. Because God is not through with this yet. We have to build our faith and not let our enemy hold us back. Now, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He will teach those who draw near to him. He will draw near to them. You draw near to God, he draws near to you. Now, I'm out of time. He's not. He will continue to school you, teach you, bless you, walk with you everywhere you go. Remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.